Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Oh, I should unmute. That's what I should do. God damn it. I can't believe that. Thank you for holding. Excuse me. Sorry, I was going into the whole spiel there. And I looked at the good old switchboard, and what do you know? He's muted. Of course. Amateur move. Yes, Vincent the Bay, broadcasting with you via my Skype connection, so let me know if I start breaking up or if it's just too bassy or I don't know, because I going with the headset here, and not sure how I feel about it. I think I need to upgrade to something a little more technologically advanced. But until then, this is what's going to happen. But if you guys have a hard time telling what the hell I'm saying, feel free to raise your hand or chat or whatever and let me know how my levels are. Anywho, I want to thank Sun752 for coming through. Also, of course, I want to thank Amy, A. Monet. Gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to A. Monet. That's Amy. I think she's okay with me saying that revealing what the A stands for. Anywho, Brian WV. Sorry, God damn it, Brian WV. Thank you as well, Brian, for stopping through. Appreciate it. And so. Sun just left. I was just going to address something that Sun was typing there in the chat room. But I guess I'll just answer it anyway. Yeah, I was going to say, Sun, before you skipped out, basically... there have been, speaking of which, Brian finally wakes up. Thanks, Brian. Brian's a great example of what part of my answer. I was going to say that when I was on here about a year ago, it was about a year ago that I kind of like faded off of BTR. And now I'm kind of feel like I'm kind of fading back into it a little bit. And what I was trying to allude to in the chat room, Sun there, was that now coming back into it and kind of like feeling it out and seeing who... Oh, Sun's back. You can get part of your answer here. So anyhow, Sun said there's hardly anyone left from last year, just a handful of people come in and go out. Yeah, he's right. When I left BTR, or faded out into obscurity, into BTR obscurity, that's right. I've arisen from the BTR graveyard. This account was like banned too. It probably doesn't even show up in the main on-air show queue. I think it's just the chat that shows up. I don't know. Anywho, as I was saying, great, we got Sun back. This is good. So yeah, I was trying to tell Sun that now that I'm back, you know, he's right. There's not a lot of the old people here. There definitely are. Some of my favorite shows are still there. And there's some new ones. There's some interesting new stuff, especially the late at night stuff, because that's what I was always into, the late night stuff, because I'm kind of a night owl. And, I like to troll around in people's shows and check them out. And Brian, if I'm not mistaken, Brian from West Virginia is one of these dudes that calls into a lot of these shows, the conspiracy shows, the Freedomizer and Knucklebones and all these dudes. They've changed a lot of things on BTR. What the fuck are you talking about? It's like exactly the same. Actually, I don't know, Son. If you've been, I love it. I love. Yeah. Anyways, I don't know if you've hosted a show lately, Son, or ever, but the switchboard is exactly the same. Exactly the same. Anyway, sorry, I cut off my – I was trying to give a compliment to Brian West from West Virginia. I've caught him on a lot of these shows. If he is who I think he is, I'm pretty sure I know who he is. He probably has a show, too. I don't know. There's a little clique of, I don't know, I'd say 5 to 8 solid personalities that kind of, like, spiral around all those shows. And that's new. That wasn't here last year, which is cool. And it's kind of – there's always been a heavy conservative commentating presence on BTR. As far as politics and stuff goes, it's pretty much right wing out here. It's all a bunch of wannabe talk radio people that love talk radio so much that they want to do it too. And that's great. That's kind of how I am. I tried college radio for a while and I liked it. It was fun, but I kind of moved on. But this is like BTR is fun though. Don't get me wrong. It's a fucking addiction. It's a way of life, really. It's crack for some people. I swear it is. Like, there's some people that are on here, it seems like, all the time. Or at least every time I log on, it's like, Jesus, do these people sleep? And the answer is no, they don't, because I was there myself. I did that. I just do, like, 4 shows a day, and, like, you know, and it just got out of control, and I should do a BTR self-help book. I really should. But I'm slowly weaning myself back out of BTR. But anyways, not to get into too much of a BTR thing here. I noticed I don't know if you guys are even interested in the topic that I put in the description of the show. Brian reports that he usually doesn't come on till about 8 or so. Yeah, so there you go. Okay, so this is what's different. Is these IP addresses, right? You hover over the people's names. That was not there before. I'm going to talk about new updates from BTR. There's one for you right there, son. I can see your IP addresses. That's interesting. That's different. That's new. That's different. I guess it's a novelty, maybe. I don't know. So, Amy, I have your IP address. That's right. You can't go anywhere now. Oh, my girl Keisha is here. Gentlemen, if you will excuse me, I just want to welcome Keisha 601. She's in the building. Brian was just telling us that he doesn't usually come until about 8 o'clock or so. And I usually come pretty much around the clock myself, Brian. But 8 o'clock usually works for me, no problem. But I get sidetracked here. Anyways, I don't know if I was trying to say, like, I don't know if anybody's interested in talking about the thing that I posted on the description of the show, or if you just rather hear me ramble about the cool new stuff about BTR. Maybe you have some other questions. Feel free to share it in the chat or call me, 347-826-7667. Yes, I want to thank what's that guy's name? Ted Nugent for supplying the intro music there, the nice 8-minute intro for me to get things up and running here in the studio. Ladies, feel free to give me a call, 347-826-7667. Don't be shy. Don't be bashful. Let's hear what's on your mind. Brian in West Virginia. Yeah. Brian, are you being facetious when you say that, Brian? I don't know if how to read that. The pot clinic. You haven't heard about the dispensaries we have out here in California? You hear about the laws that this law passed like 15 years ago. Medicinal marijuana. Pretty much every state's got their own medicinal marijuana thing going on. Okay. Well, so anyways, to give you a quick backdrop, basically California in 1996 passed Proposition 215 that legalized marijuana for medicinal purposes, so on and so forth. And ironically enough, or coincidentally enough, I don't know, I always get my irony with my coincidences mixed up. But we're having another, we have Prop 19 coming up this November. And that's to just legalize marijuana for personal use, period. It's got, you know, it's kind of tailor-made to treat it more like alcohol. But yeah, so that's going on here in California. And so we've had pot legal for a long time. So there's dispensaries in, you know, the major urban areas. There's a high concentration of these dispensaries. And in particular, medicinal marijuana dispensaries in Los Angeles were outnumbering Starbucks at one point. That's, you know, that's interesting because Starbucks, I mean, what was it, about a year ago, Starbucks did shut down a lot of locations. They had a little, they hit some hard waters and had to downsize a little bit. So I believe that. And that kind of like inversely proportional to the rise of people smoking more pot. There's not as much coffee going on. So the marijuana, people just kind of move in, swoop in there. Anywho, Brian in West Virginia. Yeah. Okay. So basically, Brian, if you're being serious with me, I'm going to cut and paste a article that's going to make your head explode, because you probably won't get this in West Virginia until year 2030. But here, you can tell your friends about it. They'll think you're like Doc from Back to the Future. If that makes any sense. I don't know. But yeah, so, you know, say what you will, knock it. All you like, but it's happening. But anyways, but this is, I mean, that's actually, the law is a total sidebar, really, at this point, because the article that I got that headline from was saying that in recent months there's been a major crackdown on the number of pot clinics in Los Angeles. It just says Los Angeles. I wonder if it means Los Angeles County or Los Angeles the city. Because I think the county's quite a bit bigger than the city. Amy's moving to California. What are you talking about? Yeah, you should totally move to California. So, like, it's kind of weird because they're cracking down on all these dispensaries right at a time when they're about to legalize marijuana. So basically what this boils down to is they're subjecting a bunch of local businesses to conform to certain regulations, and you know that's always the thing with this. I kind of wish that they didn't have to pass something like Prop 19. Like they could just like sort of be like, kind of like don't ask, don't tell, but for marijuana, you know, just have it be like, okay, the laws are on the books, but we're not going to enforce it. You know, we're just not going to, we're, just sort of a universal decriminalization. Because, you know, once they put laws on the books, they can start regulating and taxing. And they're already getting taxes from it as it is. They're getting sales tax. They're getting property taxes from the places that the dispensaries that have physical properties. I mean, blah-bitty-blue-blue-blah, you know. There's already an infrastructure of, you know, economy as it is. So it sounds to me like they're squeezing all the little guys out right before the thing blows up, and then there's just going to be a few of the big shots that are going to glom together and just swoop in and sort of control all the resources. So basically what you're going to get here in California and in probably 20 or 30 years is you're going to get a marijuana boom and then a bust. So there'll be a bubble. They'll trade marijuana will be traded on Wall Street for sure. They'll eat it up. Big pot derivatives. Yeah, instead of big oil in the future, it's going to be big pot. That's what everybody's going to be. That's going to be the irony. Is all these hippies are in 30 years are going to be protesting big pot. Anywho, people are getting acquainted here in the chat room. I see Oscara has joined us. Thank you so much for coming through. And wow, I don't feel like I shouldn't even jump into the chat room. Maybe me and Oscara can get a room to ourselves. It seems like Amy and Brian are just tit for tat. They're just going at it there. Yep. Oh, I know. Amy wants to talk like football. That's right. I forgot. She's not interested in pot. They don't have that in Ohio, do they? This is like a non-story. Well, anyways, I can go on more into that story if I want, but maybe I won't. But here's the... Did I put that in this? I put that in there. Yeah, I put it in there already. Yeah, check out that here in case you missed it, because I hate scrolling up on the stupid BTR chat window. So there you have it. That's the... Oscara is in Cali. She's in what part of Cali? Perhaps? Cartel? Amy says she wants to talk pot. Okay, let's do that. Oh, hey. I got callers. Let's see how this goes. One of them's got the hand up, so we'll go live to 304. You're on the air.
No, it's not 740. Hey, Vince. I've seen you around on Freedomizer and stuff.
This is Brian in West Virginia.
I didn't want to call in, but seriously, you can ask Oscara out there. I'm kind of dumbfounded. That's why, you know, the topic kind of interested me because pot clinics in California, I thought, you know, if people hear me say anything ever weird happens, it's always out in California first. But
yeah.
What's the purpose of a pot clinic? You said it for they dispense marijuana?
Yeah, for people that have been prescribed by a physician. Or they're recommended marijuana as a medication, yes, in California.
What? I mean, I don't see a lot of doctors prescribing pot, you know.
They do it for, you name it, hypertension, backaches, muscle cramps. Sometimes cancer patient, people that are coming that are HIV positive that are, you know, having trouble eating and stuff, but that's used as a stimulant for them. There's plenty of examples, but, you know, people use it to treat sleeplessness. Insomnia helps sometimes. Yeah, there's definitely applications.
Insomnia. I mean, alcohol does the same thing, you know. It'll put
exactly.
you night-night, too, if you drink enough of it, I guess.
There you go. And that's
you smoke it and drink and you drink it, you know. But,
yeah.
It just kind of blows
me
away.
Oh, no, and
you
heat it. And in California, they have dispensaries where it's not just, you know, just to sell you the stuff to smoke. You know, they have edibles and they have, you know, all sorts of different treats and different forms. And it's got so many uses. It's got, you know, the oil can be used for a lot of different, you can use it to, you know, light a fire or, you know, you can run a car. They can soup up an engine to run on hemp oil if they really wanted to. The fabric of hemp is used as a fabric too. It's got, you know, it's got more uses than just recreational smoking. And
yeah, I was trying to tell Aminette there in the chat room that she lives in Columbus, that if she goes like at Lancaster, I'm not sure, but Athens, Ohio, but up from Athens County is Meigs County, and they call it Meigs County Special, and marijuana just grows there naturally. I mean, it's just go out and pick it, boys, you know, and that's why they
nice.
Call it Meigs County Special, you know. And I'm over here on the West Virginia side of the river, but it just, you can go up in the woods and a lot of those and just pick it, you know, it just grows. You know, I guess Californians
yeah.
would be happy here, you know. So
yeah.
what do they charge for these? Is this like Medicaid and Medicare covers the cost of getting stoned? Are these people getting stoned off of it? Is it being abused or, you know, I'm sure there's some physicians. I mean, some physicians for a backache,
yeah,
you know, come on.
Yeah. It's, you know. It's going up for. I mean, it's a state law, so the federal law is still in place, and supposedly trumps it. But I think the Obama administration, one of the things they at least publicly like put out there, was that they were going to try to not enforce as much, like not divert as many assets as they were to fighting it. Although I seem to remember right after them announcing that, like 2 weeks later, there was a huge, like, multi-million-dollar bust in Colorado. You know, so it's like you get one story and then you're shown another. But what's happening with these pot clinics is interesting because right now, you know, it's still kind of a fringe thing. It's still just for medicinal use only. And they're going to pass a law here. I think it's going to pass Prop 19 that's going to make it legal to carry for personal use, not even for medicinal use. So,
okay. So does it, if you don't smoke it and you just eat it, does it still, I don't smoke
oh, yeah.
pot, you know. So does it still?
Oh yeah,
they can make butter.
They can make butter out of it. They can. There's also what they call keef. It's like it's almost like the pollen that crystallizes and
hashish.
And still,
is that another name
no,
for hashish?
No,
keef. Okay. Keef. Okay.
Hashish. Yeah, similar to hashish. Yeah, it's like crystallized. Resin sort of, and you know, that stuff you can sprinkle that into, you know, your cereal or whatever you want, you know. So there's some people bake cookies, they bake, you know, cupcakes, you name it. It's like,
I don't even believe
like,
I'm
some of the stuff is really good. Some of the stuff is really good too. Like some of the brownies I've had, some of the, like, they have cookies. There's this one that does cupcakes. Cupcakes are delicious. They're amazing.
I mean, does the marijuana give it a flavor? You know, you mentioned cupcakes.
Yeah,
it
does.
Cupcake,
it does.
You know.
It does. It can, for sure. But sometimes people, I don't know, they find a way to mask it a little bit. I always like to be able to taste it, just so I know that I feel confident that it's legit. Because a lot of times they'll sell you brownies or whatever, and they'll just they'll be bunk. There'll be no effect, nothing going on in them.
But you have to have a prescription to get these brownies, right?
Yeah, of course. Unless you're at a Dead show. You ever been to a Grateful Dead show? You ever been to the Grateful Dead parking lot?
Yeah, I remember a Grateful Dead. There's even a
California.
A woman that used to follow them. Okay, there was a woman that even followed them around.
Let's just put it that way. If you've been in the parking lot at a Grateful Dead show, you've been to California. Okay, that's what's going on here.
Oh no, I've never been to a Grateful Dead concert before. Yeah.
Go on YouTube, Google it, and
I know who they are. It's just not my kind of music, you know.
Yeah,
but
well, that's too bad, because I was just going to go into a big Grateful Dead block here.
Deadheads. Yeah, I grew up with Deadheads. We had them here.
Yeah, but you know what I'm talking about.
Right. Yeah, I mean, gosh, they were around in the '70s. As a matter of fact. Looking
and
back.
'60s. Yeah. I mean, and they're still around now. I mean, Jerry Garcia's dead, but all the guys that are still alive are still playing. So the beat goes on.
Yeah, it was back in the LSD days, and yeah.
Yeah, those were the days, heady days, fatter J's, bigger lays.
But, no, I just, I wasn't, you know, when I first come out, I wasn't duping you. Out here, we just don't have these things. Amy may know, but, where we're at.
Oh, I wouldn't want to interrupt Amy. She's probably chatting like a little chat whore with you.
I haven't
even looked at the chat room. A second ago, it was you and her were just like all over each other.
Yeah, well, she's only two hours up from the road.
Wait, Cougar was in here? I didn't even see. That's the thing is, I don't even look at my chat room. I just chat, and then I look at him. I mean, I don't chat. I just talk when I'm on the air. And God, so much has happened. I almost feel like I need to catch up on it all. Oscar is still with us. Brian, of course, is with us. Ronnie Rucker snuck in. He's laying low in the cut as per usual. And Amy Monet is here in spirit, I guess. I don't know. We do have a caller, one more caller, in the 215, but they do not have their hand raised. So I'm going to assume that the 215 is just listening via their handset and aren't interested in talking. But if you are in the 215 and you're on hold and you're on the air and you're listening and you do want to contribute, you do want to join us and talk, you just press the 1 on the handset. I hope that's not Amy. I hope Amy hasn't been sitting there the whole time and didn't know she had to press 1. Anyways, 215, if you want to come on the air, you just hit your handset and I'll let you on the air. I want to thank Brian for chilling here with me. I'm going to take a little break here and play some tunage and try to catch up on the chat real quick. You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with Vince in the Bay. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. We'll be right back.
Very tall. She says she loves me best of all. She's my woman, all in all. She's my lover, and she's my ball. I roll around, I have a lot of fun. Always whisper to me softly, say, Bo Diddley, you the one. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. sure enough, I hold her in my arms and I kiss her real gentle. She said, my, I'm feeling real rhythm. Take it easy, baby. Your temperature running hot. You gonna start those asking me what? Oh, baby, what you got? And called up home at home. He said, hey, little boy, you better let my daughter know. I says, oh, yeah. He says, oh, yeah. I says, mm-hmm. He says, you know, yeah. Her mother got mad and started to jump and shout. Down there and have the cops to carry me out. I says, oh yeah. She says, mm-hmm. I says, oh yeah. My papa says, sure enough. I says, but I love her. I love her. I love her. I love her.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Anita Grace's with her presence. I'm sure, Brian, I'm sure you're excited to talk to Amy.
Oh, no. Lady Cougar's 2 hours south of me, and she's just 2 hours straight across from me. So, yeah, always nice to meet people in your area.
Oh.
Like Oscar.
Forget it. Amy, don't call in. I thought we wanted Amy to call in. It was actually Lady Cougar. God damn it. Somebody. I think I got the production notes wrong. Mixed up. Anyways. I want to thank Amy, Brian, Big Ronnie, and Oscara for hanging with me here. If you want to join Brian and I, feel free to join us in this adventure here on the airways of BTR. This has been Brian's awakening, if you will. He had no idea that there were pot dispensaries, let alone legalized marijuana being dispensed a mere 3,000 miles from where he lives.
Well, I've been to Jamaica. It's legal there. Rastafarians smoke it. You know, it's part of their religion.
Yeah. is that Amy giggling?
Yeah.
How you doing, girlfriend?
Oh,
hello?
Man.
Amy, are you there?
I am.
How you doing?
Oh, my goodness. I'm enjoying your show, Vince. I'm getting a cold, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Are the headlights on?
I need some of that legalized pot for my cold.
Yeah, I'll ship some to you. I got to send you this picture. Oh, I'm gonna put this picture up of I got a picture of P peanut butter. Well, I can't even remember what the name of the flavor was. It's peanut butter something. Doesn't even matter. They always have me at peanut butter. Use peanut butter in anything, and I will lap it up.
Oh yeah.
I guess when they kind of get called guys dogs, it's like peanut butter. Wow, I got more callers. Remember, callers, feel free to press 1 if you like to join us in the conversation here. Apparently, marijuana, legalized marijuana is a fairly credible topic. I appreciate you, Brian, coming by and hanging out with me.
No problem.
We basically got the entire country covered. We got the East Coast. Brian's on the East Coast. Amy's holding it down.
Brian's in the South.
West Virginia?
I'm south of the Mason-Dixon.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, technically that's the South. But southeast-ish. Well, he's more east than you are.
No, he's not.
Ohio?
Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta come my way to get to the ocean, Amy.
Yeah. The ocean. I'm sorry, I'm not making fun of you.
Yeah, I
hey, feel free to give us a
about
call here.
Buckeyes, you probably don't know. They get confused often, okay? So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she's actually, you know what? She's not a Buckeye, though, ironically.
Where's
she
from?
She's a confused Buckeye.
I'm not confused Buckeye. I'm thinking quite clearly. Thank you.
She's from Ohio, but she likes
Michigan.
Yes, Big Blue.
Yeah, which I don't know how that works for her. I don't even know. I don't see her probably going around little Michigan signs, you know, or a bumper sticker or anything, but, you know.
I support my game day apparel.
But, see, they got a hillbilly coach by the name of Rich Rodriguez up there coaching them. And then in the basketball, they got the coach from West Virginia from basketball up there, too. So Michigan loves their hillbillies for some reason. Go figure that one out.
Don't we all, though?
I'm slapping myself in the face right now.
Yeah, it's remarkable.
Not doing it very hard. I can't hear it. What was I going to do? Oh, I was going to tweet, because I have this picture on my phone, and I'm going to tweet it, and you guys can see. Of course, my phone, it's great having the technology, but if you don't keep up with the bandwidth expansion and want to get all the new up-to-date stuff, it's like after a while it starts feeling like a 28K modem. You know what I'm saying? Like I try to pull up the Twitter on my phone and the Twitter just takes like 5 hours to load.
Yeah, I know. I hate using my phone for any of that crap.
That's all. What are you kidding? Are you kidding me? That's all I use my phone for. I don't even use my phone as a phone. Seriously. That's like a bonus. It's a bonus. The bonus thing is, yeah, I can take calls on it, too. I don't know. I like Twitter.
I want a Droid, but I only have an Envy Touch.
Say that again?
I said, I really want a Droid, but I only have an Envy Touch.
Just touch it one more time. Just one more. Sorry.
I really want a Droid.
No. It's okay. You don't have to say
it. Droid. What's a Droid?
I think you should stay with the phone you have, the Touch. It just sounds so much better coming off your luscious lips there.
But I don't like it very much.
Just touch it more.
It's just touch it more.
Yeah. You'll like it after a while.
How about I just, like, touch other things besides my phone? That's not quite so sexy.
All right, fine. Don't touch your phone. Get a droid. Do whatever you have to do. Actually, if getting a droid would make you touch your phone more, I would suggest getting a droid.
Yeah.
I used to work at Google. They have a huge droid on their campus. You can drive by it. You see it on Google Maps, probably. A huge droid.
That's hilarious.
Kind of. They also have a big cupcake outside of Google.
Oh, they do?
Yes.
They have a huge cupcake.
Have I told you about the big cupcakes they have outside of Google?
No.
Well, I should tell you sometime.
Okay.
So glad you're here, Amy.
You know what's really funny?
What?
I hate cake, but I love cupcakes. That's weird.
Mm-hmm. They're really just bite-sized cakes.
I know. That's why it's so weird.
Well, I'm kind of like, this is how I am. I like avocado, but I hate guacamole.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
That's
like guacamole,
weird too.
Just the texture like freaks me out. And people, and plus guacamole, people like throw extra shit in there, and like I'm not into that. Are you gonna give me an avocado? Give me a fucking avocado. Just take the skin off. I'm good. And get rid of the ball.
I like both. Both is good. Avocado's fantastic.
I like it both ways. That's good. To each his own, I guess. To each his own.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I'm really curious, but I've got two other callers on the line, and they're being very bashful. Naughty, naughty people who are just listening.
Hey, listeners.
Yeah. I don't know if...
Call in. Calling silly listeners.
Well, no, that's the thing, is they're already called in and listening, but they don't have
their hands. I know.
I just want to make sure that they know about their rights. It's like you're being read your Miranda rights on BTR. It's like, you have the right to call in and not talk on the air, but if you do wish to talk, you must press 1 and raise your hand.
Oh, I answer them anyhow. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I guess I'm so tempted to unmute them just because I want to know what's going on, but maybe I don't. Maybe I should respect the fact that they just want to listen. That's it. They don't care.
No, I'll do it.
All right, so apparently I totally fell asleep on the chat room. Oscara, Oscara saying? I don't even know what she was saying.
She's a pooper.
Why would you alter your state? This world has no meaning. Get used to it. You never had control. Stop trying to control your state. So, Vince, Amonet, Beneath, what do you think of the mid-year elections? Crickets, dispensary. Poor girl.
I mean, she's smoking some dope.
Wow, she just left in a huff. I totally missed it. I'm so sorry. She's sweet, though. She's not. Well, I don't know if she's that sweet. I see her. She's got the little cat, little logo icon thingy. So I assume she's sweet. Oscara, I mean, come on. How many bad Oscaras can there be in the world?
I think she's right out there in the Bay Area with you.
Really? And I totally dogged her out. That's terrible. And Ronnie took off.
Who is she talking about, though, trying to control your state?
I think she's trying to say don't go through life stoned, you know.
But then she says, but then she reasons it with uses the reasoning that this world has no meaning. Get used to it. If the world has no meaning, then fuck it. Alter your state. Jesus.
Yeah. No kidding. If it has no meaning, then why not go through it, life stones?
You've never had control. Stop trying to control your state. All right, let's see if the... Okay, I think this thing's loaded. I got to share pictures. All right, you know what I'm going to do? Do you guys mind if I play some music real quick?
Take a little break here. We'll mix things up in here. We'll do a little of this, a little of that. In the meantime, I'm going to get these pictures up. I want to show you, Brian, some edible action. And we'll share that in the chat room. Also, take more calls at 347-826-7667. And as I said, 215-662 area codes. If you guys want to join the chat, just press 1, and we'll unmute you and bring you into the party. As I take a break here and wet my whistle, I'll be right back. Enjoy. Dancehall by Sean Bones.
and I am in the middle of, oh man, these pictures didn't come out that great, but you get the picture. I'm gonna post some pics up here for, let's go look at the chat room. Do I want to look at the chat room? No, I don't. There's nobody there. It's just us two. That's three. Okay. Well, for Brian and Amy and our lurking caller 215, I don't want to insult you by calling you a lurker. But I always just thought it was interesting that people just call in and just listen. Yeah, maybe they just have a bad connection on the internet. I don't know. People have their reasons. It's all good in the hood. Isn't it, Eugene?
Thank you, very nice.
That's right. So I'm gonna jump into the chat room right here and paste some pictures in here, and I'll be right back. After this brief song, which song should I play here? I should have prefaced. Earlier I played some Bo Diddley. Oh, yeah, that was when Brian called in. That's what I put up on there. But anyways, I'm going to upload these photos in the chat room, but I'll be right back.
That's where I fell in love, and the stars above came out to play. And now as I wander, my thoughts ever stray south of the border, down Mexico way. She was a picture in old Spanish lace, and for a tender while I kissed the smile upon her face. For it was fiesta, and we were so gay, south of the border, down Mexico way. Then she sighed as she whispered, mañana, never dreaming that we were parting. And I lied as I whispered, mañana, for our tomorrow never came. South of the border, I rode back one day. There in a veil of white, by candlelight, she knelt to pray. The mission bells told me that I mustn't stay south of the border, down Mexico way.
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Somebody should make a death metal band called Cupcakes. So we're back here with Brian. Brian, you there? Sorry. Oops, I keep unmuting and unmuting you. Brian, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm laughing. A group called Cupcakes. You know, that would go over real well.
Iron Cupcakes.
Cupcakes. What a bunch of heck, I'm thinking transvestites or something, yeah, group.
Cupcakes of death. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I put if you guys see in the chat room, I put my twit pics.
Yeah, I checked them out.
Yep.
That was my dessert tonight. No, but doesn't that look delicious?
Peanut butter cookie cake. That just made me think of peanut butter jelly time.
Uh-oh. With the crust cut off?
Yeah.
Yeah, a glass of milk or something. Yeah.
You heard about the gay cupcakes?
No.
Yeah, and in Indianapolis. I covered that story last night. Apparently some bakery in Indianapolis was approached about baking a batch of cupcakes for this, gay rights foundation, organization, whatever. And excuse you. Are you okay? Do you need some water?
Who?
Anyways. Cupcakes. Okay, so this bakery in Indianapolis, they get a request for this big batch of rainbow cupcakes to be ordered, and they turn it down because they find out that the event is like some gay pride event, and it made like front page news, and I was just like, these people are retarded.
Yeah.
It totally opens a market for like the gay baking, the gay baker. Gay-friendly baker.
That's really lame.
Yeah. I saw it on this article, but the picture on the article, I gotta find that. I'll put that in the chat room. Where the hell is that? I got that somewhere.
Indianapolis, Indiana, huh?
Yeah. Here you go. The gay cupcakes. Oh yeah, it's called Cupcake Gate.
That's getting too close to home for me, but
Constantine is here.
Cut this off. This is coming from care2.com. Constantine in and out. I don't know. Maybe he's having audio trouble like everybody else, or maybe he's just like, oh, hey, there's only two people in here. He doesn't want to be, oh, I don't want to be the third one. It would be like
hey,
a fourth
wheel.
Hey, that
rainbow cupcake is pretty.
You see what I'm talking about?
It's
really
pretty.
Look like the best cupcake ever?
Yeah.
That makes
That's
it's
crazy
like,
cool.
How can you deny people that?
I don't know. That's just wrong.
Just because they like to put it in other holes than you like to, doesn't matter.
That's not true.
God, that cupcake looks amazing. I want to eat my monitor.
Yeah, and I don't like the frosting, so that was cool. There's no frosting.
Oh, see, that's what
cupcake.
I was. That's the best part of cupcakes is the frosting.
Mm-mm.
The only reason to eat one.
Maybe just like a little tiny bit, but like I don't like a whole bunch like they usually put on there. Like I usually have to like scrape off like majority of the top.
Yeah, about half an inch.
Hey, you know what was really funny that I saw somebody do? Like what they did was they took the cake part of the cupcake and they split it in half and they put, like, the other half of the cake on top of the frosting and smushed it together like a sandwich. I'm like, that's kind of smart.
Oh, I love frosting. Frosting's so good.
I've seen them where they injected like pudding or something in them. Those are good.
Oh, gross.
Pudding.
Like chocolate pudding or something. You know, they just like a donut type deal.
Like a Hostess?
yeah, like a Hostess. Yeah, you got it. That's what a Hostess is, isn't it?
Thank you, very nice.
Twinkie.
Vince, are you okay?
I'm sorry?
Are you okay?
Yeah,
are
I'm fine. What? I'm sorry, what?
Are you the one coughing?
I don't hear any coughing.
Oh.
I heard somebody coughing earlier.
Oh, you're clearing your throat.
Was it during the music? Or just in general?
I don't know. I'm confused.
I guess.
I'm on painkillers.
It's fine.
So.
Oh, really? What kind?
Percocet and something else.
Nice.
For what?
Nice. It's a good starter.
So I'm a little loopy tonight.
Well, I just had a peanut butter cupcake. Anyway, I forgot the name of it. What's the name of it again?
Peanut butter cookie cake.
Yeah, peanut butter cookie cake. Oh, it's delish. Delish. Love it. Love it. Well, since you mentioned it, it's pudding time, children. We'll be right back. Give me a call, 347-826-7667.
children.
Primus, Pudding Time. And I want to thank Brian for hanging out while he did. He just bailed. I think you scared him off, Amy.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I have to work on that.
I think he was intimidated by you. You got to be nicer to people.
I know, I really do. I'm so mean.
Seriously, look into it.
I'm being serious. I'm really mean. I need to learn how to be nicer. I made fun of his hillbilly accent. That was wrong.
You did? I didn't even catch that.
Yeah.
In the chat room or like on the air?
No, on the air. I, like, repeated something he said, like, using a hillbilly accent.
Fuck. God, the only legit caller I have is some guy that's straight out of the cast of King of the Hill. Brian from West Virginia. Those are great times we had with him. But it's okay. He's gone. He's replaced the guest 94 now. So no problem. It's kind of like addition by subtraction and then addition again.
Oh, my God.
Guest 94 joins us. I have a sneaking suspicion that guest 94 might be the person that was listening on the line, because that person dropped off the line and then guest 94 slid in there. So just a little speculation on my part. Maybe I'm reading too far into it. Who knows? But regardless, welcome guest 94 to the fray. Feel free to join up. You might actually... See, this is the problem, is like BTR is so buggy that sometimes you call in or you log on to BTR, but it doesn't automatically remember you. Like, the cookie thing is, like, off. So now, like, suddenly, Brian from West Virginia is back in the chat room. Right on, Brian. We were just talking about how awesome you are, dude. Fuck, man. We wish you were still here. And then, lo and behold, he came back. I wish I had... some sound effects lined up. I don't really have any sound effects. I just have Eugene.
Thank you, very nice.
That's it. Amy, are you familiar with Gogo Bordello?
No.
Have I talked to you about Gogo Bordello yet?
No.
Are you familiar with the Romani people?
No.
Romani? Roma? The Roma? You ever heard of the Roma?
No.
Have you heard of the term gypsy before?
Yes.
Gypsy. Got it. Okay, these people are gypsies.
Thank you. Very nice.
And so they're from all over the place, and they live all over the place because they're gypsies. They just travel. They're just traveling hillbillies, right?
Mhm.
Guess 94. You know what I'm talking about. Brian's gone now. What did Brian just come back in for? Did he just hop back in to prove that he heard me talking shit about him? I don't get it.
I don't know.
Maybe. All right, fine. So anyways, what was I saying? Go Bordello.
Ask Brian if his favorite song is Hillbilly's Lovin' in the Hay.
You should ask him yourself. I bet you there's only like one or two other shows going on right now. He's got to be at the other one. You should go track him down.
He's still in here. He's listening as a guest.
Oh. Anywho. Give me a call, 347-826-7667.
You sound down.
What?
You sound down.
Oh. Do I sound kind of hoarse?
I don't know. You sound depressed that I'm your only caller and there's nobody at your show.
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay.
I'm not depressed because of that. I don't care about that.
Oh, well, are you okay otherwise?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm very relaxed.
Well, yeah, I know you're relaxed, but...
Probably not as... You're on Percocet, though, so you're probably way more relaxed than I am.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
No, it's great. You're like my co-host.
Stellar.
You should do your own BTR show.
Everybody keeps telling me that.
Yeah,
I guess I'll have to do it.
Yeah. If you need an announcer, I can do your intros.
Sweet. You can do my anything. How's that?
That's right. Amy Monet, 28. I wish I had a lion roaring effect. Instead, I just have.
Thank you, very nice.
Oops. Excuse me. I just did a little burpage.
Yes,
the Romani people. The Romani people. Yeah, these gypsies. They're from all over the place. There's a bunch that are in France right now. There's like thousands of them. They're getting herded up and deported from France. And like, cause there's all this like economic restructuring going on in Europe right now that's really crazy, and like it's affecting like the homeless. You know, these poor homeless people are just like basically just getting herded from country to country.
Yeah, where are they sending them?
Mostly to Bulgaria and where's the other? Romania. Yeah.
Ooh.
It's crazy. It's horrible. It's horrible.
It is crazy. I want to be like a modern day gypsy, but like one that has money and isn't like homeless. Like I have a place to go back to when I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to like have lots of money and travel anywhere I want.
In your own Learjet.
No, I don't like need a jet or anything like that. I want like to travel with the minimum amount of stuff that I need, just one bag carry on my back with myself and just see the world.
Do you need a videographer?
Yeah.
Hire me as your videographer. I'll be your personal biographer.
Sweet.
I can film it. I can edit it. I can do the voiceover for it. I can narrate your own personal reality show.
Awesome.
I would love to be a biographer to the stars. I think that would be the ultimate.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Well, if you're my biographer, then I will be a star.
That's right, baby. So sign up. Have your people call my people. Let's make it happen. We'll do lunch. We'll do a power lunch with the three biggest studios, the three biggest bidders, and see where it goes.
Sounds good.
So what's new? What's going on? What's going on in Amy's world?
Oh, just, you know, you've heard about my bad news.
I know.
I'm just back at square one.
It's discouraging.
You know, it's really funny. I think, people are, trying to be, all careful, what they say around me and everything now,
mm-hmm.
And all that, and I'm just like, whatever, I don't care. I had someone, you know, that game that I introduced you to, Arena? Somebody read my Arena status about it, and they're like,
oh,
hey.
I forgot about that. Sorry. Yeah, go ahead, keep going.
They're like, hey, I'm already in the bone marrow, transplant program. They're like, I'd really like to try and give you a kidney, and they gave me all their contact information and phone numbers and everything. I'm like, that's crazy. And I told someone about it, and they're like, well, try not to get too excited about it. And I'm like, you know what, I'm not, there's no worries there. I'm like, I think this last upset kind of made me numb to the whole thing, and I don't even think I could get excited about any kind of potential anything until somebody's like, here is your surgery date, we will see you on such and such time. Until I'm laying on a table and about to go out, this girl isn't getting excited or hopes up about anything anymore. So that's how it is.
It is what it is.
Oh, shall
unless it isn't. Dude, I'm so mellow. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is what it is unless it isn't. Word.
To your mother's hairdresser.
Huh?
Exactly.
Thank you, very nice.
Oh, man.
All right, so Gogo Bordello, the gypsies, gypsy punk, they introduce this new music. They come to these gypsies, they come, they're young kids. They,
mm-hmm.
they you know, they come to New York City and they want to play punk rock. So they,
mm-hmm.
they invent gypsy punk. Throw money, gypsy punk. Gogo Bordello.
Is it any good?
I heard this is their new album. Okay.
Okay.
New album. Got two tracks from new album, which is good. They're good. They're solid. Good representation of where they're at now. I'll try to take you back a little bit farther later if I can. But let me see if I can just sell you on their latest record. Just came out. That was produced by Rick Rubin, who produced Tom Petty and Run DMC and Beastie Boys and Slayer and all these people.
Mm-hmm.
Came out on his label, recorded with him, and this is the record that they just came out with. This is the single. This is Gogo Bordello. Vale tutte, right here. On Disorderly Conduct with Vince in the Bank, and you call 347-826-7667. I'm chilling here with Amy. We're dying to hear what you think, Brian. Right? Isn't Brian Guest 94? Or should we just call him Guest 94?
94.
All right. So, Check this out, 94 and A Monet 28. Politute by Gogo Bordello.
Caravan is coming, old guitars are strumming. Chief is sitting high with gold across the chest. I'm just a little child, I don't even own a guitar. But mama, they got girls that I love the best. Lela, 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 pala tute. Chaska na meres, narava pala late. Lela, 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 pala tute. About the bling, here's a guitar for you, my little chavo. If you sleep to kissing, you gotta play this thing. La 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 la.
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Take it. 347-826-7667 is the number. As it was earlier, it's Vince from the Bay with you. and Amy.
Yep.
Sorry. Oh. There you are. How you doing, baby?
You know what?
What?
That sounded like Dracula the musical to me.
A Dracula musical?
Yeah.
That's an interesting way to describe it. There's definitely like a musical quality to their music, their live show. I highly recommend seeing them perform live. Their shows are amazing. These guys party their asses off at their shows. But yeah.
No, I think it's cool. I just thought he sounded a little like Dracula to me.
But with the, I think 94 would enjoy the fact that they use the fiddle and the accordion as well.
Oh my God.
I mean, I'm just saying. It was almost like Charlie Daniels' band, but with gypsies.
Totally.
Like a gypsy Charlie Daniels band is a great way to describe Go-Go Bordello. Never thought that's fucking blowing my mind, sister. Blowing my mind. I'm so glad you called, though.
Yeah.
It's great to hear your voice. You know what's cool about having like no listeners is this becomes a podcast now.
Yeah.
We're just podcasting. It just happens to be, we have, one person listening in on our podcast. It's like our live studio. Congratulations, our in-studio audience for the podcast. Guest 94. We're going to send you a peanut butter cookie cupcake, if that makes sense. Yeah, it's a peanut butter cookie cake, right?
Yep. It's peanut butter jelly time.
Oh, yeah. Let the crust cut off.
You know what's better than using bread is English muffins.
English muffins are pretty damn good right now, actually. I could go for some English muffins with just
peanut butter.
Oh, yeah, peanut butter on it, sure, yeah. Peanut butter or just regular butter, don't matter, man.
I'll make you a peanut butter English muffin with bananas.
I think it just came in my pants right now. That was amazing. Well, actually, if I was physically able to do that in my pants in a brief second, I would have done it right there.
Oh, God.
But, yummy, yummy for my tummy. So you like Go-Go Bordello, yes? No?
I like what?
Yes. You liked the music. Did you like it?
Yeah, I did like it. I thought it was really interesting and cool. It was just different. Refreshing.
Little known fact. Oh, my God. My girl Callie is here. Wow. How do you figure that? 20 minutes left. Callie stops in. You want to talk about a hip-hop radio legend. Your girl Callie represents she covers the entire Central Valley for like four radio stations.
Cool.
She's an immense talent. She's probably like on her Wi-Fi at an event right now and is like taking time out to jump in the chat room. That is epic. She just got home from work. Yeah. See, so she's like a radio professional. And she comes home and she hangs out and listens to internet radio. Yeah, she does shows on here. She's from like back in the day. When I first started in BTR, what, like a year ago? Yeah. So yeah, Callie, I'm kind of dipping back into the BTR for a little bit. It's fun. I miss it. I'm kicking it here with Amy. And we got 20 minutes left, so we're taking calls. Who's this? 111.
Hey.
Is that Callie?
Yes, it is. What's up?
Oh, my goodness. Hi, Callie. How are you,
hey,
baby?
Hey. What's up? How's our chance with the stars this week?
OMG.
OMG. I know. It was amazing, right?
First of all, Callie, I want you to meet Amy. Amy, meet Callie.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Callie.
We're all BTR brethren down here. So Amy, Callie and I are big Dancing with the Stars fan. Do you even care about Dancing with the Stars?
No.
Sorry. You're missing out, girl.
Yeah,
I
Bristol
have to
Bristol
put up
Palin
logic
is
if my mom watches
I'm Team Bristol. You kidding me? That's how I got into it, is because my mom watches it. But you know what? But the thing is, I found out that I didn't realize for the first, whatever, 10 seasons, there's hot chicks on it. Or did they just start adding the hot chicks? When did that start happening?
They've always had hot chicks. Yeah,
I just never paid attention.
Hot.
I guess I just – oh, yeah, the dancers, of course. Maybe the quote-unquote stars – got better, got hotter. I don't know. I'm Team Bristol the Pistol. She's gonna pull it off. If she makes it 3 more weeks, I'll be so proud.
You know that she's gonna make it at least a couple more weeks.
Yeah, so outlast Florence Henderson and I don't know. It's pretty, as far as like people that really can dance, none of them are that good except for Aaron Gray.
Who's that? Is it the black kid?
The black kid is the Disney kid. He's good. He's like, he's talented. He's a talented kid, and he's really good. And they're good with like their, you know, I don't think I saw him dance this week, but at least the first dance that I saw him do, it was very theatrical, and it was kind of gimmicky, but they pulled it off right. And I kind of felt that maybe that was his gimmick, was he can just do these sort of like, you know, when is he really going to have to do like footwork and do something like technical? That's when he's going to get broken down.
What do you think about Jennifer Grey, baby, from Dirty Dancing, I should say?
Yeah, no, I think she's going to win.
Easily.
You
think she's
going
to win?
Yeah. Who else is going to be her? I didn't really watch this week.
Margaret. I don't think she will last very long. I think she'll go her and Brandy.
I didn't even see Brandy dance. Yeah, Margaret Chow will go before Bristol.
Mm-hmm.
That's 2 weeks right there. I just spot 2 weeks. Florence Henderson, Brandy, and but then there's going to be dudes that are going to get eventually, like the situation.
He was in the bottom two this week.
Yeah, he should be out. He should be out on technicality, but they'll probably he's like what's her name last year? Kate.
Kate Gosselin.
Oh, Kate Gosselin. Oh my God, you were such a fan of her last season.
There was
Are you serious?
There was serious hottie action on last season.
She couldn't dance to save her life.
I know.
But yeah, she was terrible. But she was kind of hot.
Didn't you have a vote for her and shit? Or you wanted her to win or something?
Yeah, like inside my head I voted for her.
She was like,
she was horrible.
Looked like
yeah,
a
dancing
dude
ball.
Out
she,
there.
Yeah, she was terrible. But there was like they always look cute in the behind the scenes part though. Like when they show them in the dance studio, that's when they look the hottest because they don't have makeup and shit on and they're just like it's the closest to real they're ever gonna be. They always look the lighting always looks better in there. It's put too much glob, too much makeup on these people. It's gross.
Yeah.
Like you can't. I purposely don't watch that stuff in high definition because I don't want to see that shit.
Less is more, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally dropped the ball. I didn't watch much Dancing with the Stars this week.
I know. I was kind of distracted.
How's things in Radio Land?
Good. I just got home from the club.
Of course.
Yes, it was awesome, of course. And then tomorrow we're giving away tickets, and then the weekend I'm off. So far.
So who was the last, like, dope hip-hop person you met?
Lil Jon. I was on stage with Lil Jon.
You kicked it on stage with Lil Jon.
Well, more likely, I ran out, threw some t-shirts, and ran back because I was like, oh my God, there's so many people here, and then I bounced. Yeah, that was the last big thing. Oh, wait, well, I did get it.
That was Lil Jon performing at the Latin Fest.
Yes, that was Latin Fest. You really loved the fact that Lil Jon was performing at Latin Fest.
He was the major draw at Latin Fest. Next,
yeah.
He's gonna play. Yeah, he's playing the fucking Vietnamese festival here in San Jose. We're going to do the Mariachi Festival, I think. Dude, I saw that MC Hammer. Have you ever heard of the free bluegrass festival they have in San Francisco that's this weekend?
Oh, no. Like bluegrass, like straight out, like hickness?
Like Guest 94 style is what I'm saying.
Like back in the day, like banjo
like,
wearing,
like hillbilly, like.
Oh God.
What's that movie? The Dueling Banjos.
Oh, I was like, Long
Starts
Term.
With D. Deliverance, yeah. Yeah, so it's like bluegrass festival. It's a free bluegrass festival. Basically, there's this, like, this guy, this billionaire. You'd have to look him up. But he does this festival every year called the Hardly Strictly Bluegrass Festival. And it's with an infinite emphasis on Hardly Strictly Bluegrass. Because, lo and behold, actually, in less than 8 hours, the festival is going to open with MC Hammer.
Wow, that's an epic
I should throw the fucking thing. I swear to God, you guys see this website. Shit, Hardly Strictly Bluegrass. I can't even say that.
MC
much less.
Is like a big in this area, though. Like, he lives in Tracy.
Exactly. I remember when he used to live in the hills in Fremont, overlooking the bay.
Yeah, he lives in Tracy, which is, yeah. Tracy's not
Egypt.
That bad. Bumfuck Egypt, yeah, pretty much.
It's
I don't know, one of his,
it is
one of his,
Guest 94 Town.
What was that?
Hold up, wait a minute. Okay,
one of his artists is following me. Pleasure something, I don't know.
Somebody's following you?
Like, no, like on Twitter. Like, one of MC Hammer's, like, artists.
Oh.
Like, Pleasure something, I don't know.
Sounds kind of shady, actually.
I don't know. I've seen him tweet about Instagram.
You be careful out there on the streets, girl. It's hard out there for a player.
Dude, speaking of that, I don't know if you've seen me tweet this dude, Alec or whatever. Dude, like, straight up was like, I know your VP of engineering for your company. Like, straight up like that. Like, dude lives in Connecticut. But
he's in Connecticut?
Yeah. He's in Connecticut, and he knows, like, stuff from my company. Where I think it's funny when you drive through Los Banos, you tell me that you drive through Los Banos because actually live here. And then, like, he lives across the country and, like, stalking me.
How do you know it's not me stalking you, pretending that I'm also a person in
Connecticut.
Exactly.
Thank you, very
nice.
Cool.
What?
You're cool. You can stalk me.
Oh. Then it's not really stalking, is it? Or it still is. It's just like, oh, that's my stalker. It's like good witches and bad witches. You know, it's like, oh, but she's a good witch, you know?
Mm-hmm. He's a good stalker, so you'd be a good stalker.
Yeah.
I would have hella hung out with you.
Maybe that's the whole point. The good stalkers sort of, like, stalk away the bad stalkers.
That would be good. I hella would have hung out with you in San Jose when I went to see Gaga if I actually,
dude,
like...
you dissed me at Gaga.
I did not. I did not know.
Totally dissed.
You're always in L.A. every
She's
time
all
I
big balling,
you.
Shot calling, Lady Gaga. I'm just fucking a small player on the street, and she's just rolling into town.
I would
town.
Have been like, "Oh my god, this is Vince in the Bay." Oh. I'd be like, "I want your autograph." I would hella do that. I did not know that you were in San Ho when I was in San Ho. I hella would have been like, "I know." Well, because you're always like in LA every time I talk to you.
Not right now.
Who are you now? San Fran or San Jose?
San Ho.
Oh, snap.
Snap fizzle.
I might be coming to San Jose in November. Party.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Party.
We'll get the penthouse suite at the Fairmont.
Sweet.
I'll bring the sweets, the edibles.
All right. I'll bring the...
Oh, you got to check this out. Did you see my Twitter pictures I just put up?
I have not. I will check it out right now, though.
Here, I'll put it back in the thing. Ooh, this is what I ate tonight. This is my dessert. Here, I'm going to put it into the chat thing. Ka-chink, ka-chink, ka-chunk.
Noodles? Oh no, peanut butter cookie cake. Oh my god.
That's a cupcake. Look at that.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I want it right now. I'm hungry.
That's the best thing
ever. I love peanut butter.
Dude. You could wipe my toilet bowl with a peanut butter brush, and I would lick it off. I swear to God.
Not that much. Not that much.
After the nuclear holocaust happens, if that's all that's left, you're going to do it.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Nope.
I will. To survive, I will totally do it. Oh, shit, I'm getting Words with Friends. Do you guys do Words with Friends?
What is that?
No?
What is it? I don't even know what it is.
You should totally do Words with Friends. It's like Scrabble, but you play it on your phone with your friends.
Okay. I don't have a smartphone.
Oh, you're stupid.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
I have this janky-ass free...
I wonder, you could probably play Words with Friends on the internet. I mean, what the fuck? It's just between... be stupid if you only played it on your phone. You couldn't play it on the internet, too. How fucked up would that be? It's like, that's how things are moving so fast now. It's like, people don't even think about develop things for the internet anymore. It's all about, we're going to do it for the phone now. It's a new platform. Are they doing it for the TV? Like, now there's going to be apps for your TV. It's insane.
You can watch, like, movies on your iPhone. Like, if you have Netflix, they have a freaking app for that.
You know what app I love?
Hmm.
The sex app.
What does it tell you? I'm curious. No.
What does it tell me? It tells me I never have to get married or have kids. I'll be fine.
Oh, wow.
I'll be good. Good. I'll be independent.
Wow.
I'll die a slow, painful death, but at least. Oh, I didn't show you the next picture. Hang on a second. Actually, we just roll up into the fucking tile thing here. I hate this.
Are you trying to say you don't want kids, Vince?
You're a kid?
Huh?
What did you say?
I said, are you trying
kids.
To say you don't want kids?
Oh. Well,
Focus.
No, I'm not saying that. No, I'm not saying I don't want kids.
Oh, I don't want kids.
I don't know if I want kids.
I thought that was going to be a good, like, matchup, Vince, but now you're, like, saying you want kids.
No, I was saying that I don't necessarily want kids. Basically, what I was trying to get across is I don't necessarily need to have kids, and it's not that I don't want to have kids, but it's not really a thought right now.
I'm just messing with
this,
you.
This is a recession. This is a recession. It's all every man for himself right now. It's a survivalism. I got one mouth to one hole to feed,
just,
and that's it.
Just lick your peanut butter off your toilet seat.
That's what I'm doing when I can't get a cupcake. That's what I'm...
I love that cupcake. You should share.
Oh,
share.
Yeah, come share. You too, come to San Jose, I'll share.
Let me go get someone to drive me.
Yeah, call your chauffeur.
I don't have one, actually. I was trying to have my friend do it for free, but he's like, I don't use it.
Shit, is my show over? I mean, I'm not even paying attention. Is my show still going? If I'm talking to you guys, it's still going on.
Yeah.
2 minutes remaining.
Oh, yeah, we have 1 minute left. Sweet. Well, if you girls want to stick around and do some overtime, we're just going to sign off here to guest 94. If anybody else wants to join us, you have one minute remaining to join myself and the girls. We'll go into a quick little overtime session. If you want to join us, you'll have to call in now, 347-826-7667 to go into overtime. That's 347-826-7667. There's lots of sixes. Anyways. Callie, I'm so stoked that you called me when you got off work.
Hell yeah, I came on, I saw you Facebook my ass, and I was like, I'm going to find him on Blog Talk. You know, it was like an hour and a half ago.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah, you missed Ronnie. Ronnie came by earlier. He like makes a little cameo, comes in. Yeah.
I love Ronnie. He's like a freaking badass. Like,
this show is
I read
awesome.
His tweets. And, like, I think
yeah,
I was
hilarious.
Talking to him.
Yeah.
You both are hilarious. Like, you guys make my Twitter, like, better than ever.
Oh.
I see your guys' tweets.
I make it the best, though, right?
Is. Yeah. At least
hang on one second. I just got
to
say, we're going to signing off for our guest 94, guest 128. Sorry you couldn't stick with us. We'll see you next time. Later, partner. Anywho, let me go into this. I gotta take a quick little break, if you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You guys want to hold on for just a second? I'll be right back. I'm just playing this track.
All right.
Let's see. Andy, do you like... Wait. Callie likes hip-hop, right?
I like any kind of music because I work for a hip-hop station. Doesn't mean...
You love hip-hop. You're stoked on... You love hip-hop.
I love all kinds of music, too.
But let me ask, do you like gypsy punk music?
For sure.
That's too bad because I was playing it earlier. Hello? Did I get disconnected? Hello?
No, you're here. I hear you.
What a trip. I completely lost control of, says the host, waiting for a host to call in. That's so weird. BTR is a trip. So you guys are both there, right?
Yeah. It does that. It's still recorded and stuff like that.
Yeah, I know.
I call it the after show.
Yeah, this is definitely the after show. But I was going to play a track while I went and tinkled, and it says waiting for a host to call in. I wonder if I play a track if it's just going to shut everything down.
I don't think so.
No?
As long as you're able to play it, then you can.
Yeah, I'm able to play it.
Like one.
Yeah, I think I'm just doing one. That's fine. It's going to be a good one. I'm going to make it count. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so now this is officially a party, an after podcast. See, because like earlier before we got here, Callie, there was a little moment where like we pissed off this hillbilly hick dude.
Mm-hmm.
And like he came back as like a guest and was like lurking and listening to us make fun of him. And so we got into this big... Yeah, this big thing with this dude. And then we kind of scared him off. And for a while, it was just me and Amy. And she's like, you sound depressed. And I probably did sound depressed because whatever, I probably was depressed. But where was I going with this?
You pissed off the hillbilly guy?
Yeah, I pissed off the only guy that was listening. Oh, yeah, it was just you and me, and I was just, like, saying how, like, well, now it's, like, not even, like, we're even broadcasting. It's just, like, a podcast now. It's, like, a live podcast, except for this one hillbilly is fucking lurking, listening to us recorded. Like a fucking sociopath or something.
Nice.
Anyways, here's some Mac Dre. I'll be right back, ladies. Don't go anywhere.
Mac Tracy? I'm back, baby. Oh, boy, where you been? I'm back. Boy, where you been?
I'm out the roof of an old school, trying to campaign, smoking champagne, doing a damn thing, and it's a damn shame how these smurfs hate. But these Gilligans been tripping since my first day. Well, here's another knob, dope as a hover ride, for you to bump while you side through the parking lot. After the club, putting on the dub, hollering that Hutchins just trying to get dug out. Drought on niggas like me, M to the D from the ROMP, Bo Philly. Using gangster scare tactics, tennis shoe pimping in my Nike Air Maxes. Back on the street after 5 in the slammer. I'm looking saucy, somebody get a camera. Oh, you mad? I ain't mad at you. I thought you knew. I'm just doing what I do. I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I'm not fucking with you.
Or fucking with
and
you.
And damn sure ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn sure ain't fucking with you.
She heard a 15 knock when I hit the block. Then I hopped out buttered and she had the job. I'm a whole magnet heat, I'm gon' pack it. Though I'm gon' stack it, lick, I'm gon' jack it. On the scene, always smoking green in the pen. I had CO bringing me the damn thing. It's your nigga G, Mac Driggity. Back in the V, look at me, I'm living free. No parole, I can choke a hoe. Get mail, post bail, and they gon' let me go. I'm here to let you know, this is real as it gets. I'm making hunks and chunks, don't fuck with dribbles and bits. Big face, $100 bills got me straight face. Gunning for for the skill. I'm running with the peel, going for two with the double R cool. Doing what I do, I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn sure ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn sure ain't fucking with you.
Mac D R Ebonic. Dope as chronic. Put it to a beat and make it stank like vomit. Boy, I'm a fool. Human jewel. At the studio turning blunt into two bells with D-Con, cause he keep D-Bomb. And the crest side be the turf that we from. I'm a hustler, straight shift getter. And she gotta pay, but Dre to get with her. No dough ho, leave me alone. I'm in the drop with the Cali sun heating my dome. Feeling like a movie star when I slide. They know who the hell we are. When we ride, it's the country club crest side crew. Acting some fools, partner doing what the fuck we do. Gorilla girlfriend, stay out the way, boy. And bow down when you see Mac Dre, boy. I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn sure ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn sure ain't fucking with you.
And we're back.
Woo, we're back.
Amy, are you still there?
I am still here.
Callie, are you still there?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe.
All right. Well, if you find out if Callie shows up, let me know.
Okay, I can take a message for you. She's out of the office right currently.
No, it's fine. It's fine. No, it's cool. I'll have my assistant take care of it later.
All right.
Oh, wait. I'll have my assistant take care of it.
She's a very busy woman. Like, you don't even know.
I'm so busy. This is, I'm doing this right now. I had to take a break and do a radio show.
Oh. That's what it's called.
I'm playing Words with Friends, and I can't believe you guys haven't. Are either of you good at Scrabble?
Yes. Love it.
You would love Words with Friends. You would make love to it, actually.
I'm a geek. Sorry.
It's all good. I am a Twitter loser. I didn't make my 15,000 tweet goal before October. And everyone, happy October 1st. Someone point that out.
Wait, you were trying to do how many 15, tweets?
15,000.
What does that mean? What do you get when you get 15,000 tweets?
Nothing. I just won 15,000 tweets.
What's the record?
My friend has like 61,000. I don't know.
Well, your friend is retarded and they tweet too much.
I know. Well, it's technically not my friend. Like, it's more like we follow each other on Facebook or on
Twitter.
Yeah,
you don't want to admit somebody like that's your friend.
I don't know him. I've never met him in person.
The story gets better.
Asked the same question. He's like, why do you want to get 15,000 tweets? First off, I told the guy that I think is really, really cute that I would get 15,000 tweets, and obviously I didn't, so I failed, and so that just sucks. I do have a question, though. Like, when you read my tweets, what do you think about them? Be honest. Be honest.
In what sense? Like,
they're tweeterific. But
my loins tingle every time I
look
at them?
No, but like sometimes
throw up my leg,
like I
Chris
talk
Matthews?
Randomly to my friends. Can you tell who I talk to, like fan or my like people that follow me, and can you tell the people I favor too? Like I like talking
let me,
to
okay, you.
Okay,
you know what? Let me just say this. You have good Twitter etiquette.
Oh, I do?
Yeah. Yeah. You're good at Twitter, yes.
So I don't cuss or anything?
You
know how
you don't
hard
come
it is
off,
not to cuss?
You come off very PG.
That's my goal. That's my goal. Even though
but
I'm
there's
not
enough,
PG.
There's enough. There's just a hint of enough to think that something really naughty's going on. But it's so hard to detect. It seems like the girl next door, you know? Kind
aww.
Of.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah. Like, I think of you as my sister.
I know. I think of you as, like, my bigger brother. But I was just wondering, can you tell when... Like
I
I'm
feel like a dirty old man
feet.
Just talking to you. Like, unless I was your brother. Oh, I want to take a picture of this. It's my turn on Words for Friends, by the way. But you guys don't care. You don't know what that means.
Oh, God.
Here, check this out. Why... Do they have an app to, like, make your iPhone camera focus?
They have apps for anything.
Except make your iPhone camera work or look good?
I don't have an iPhone. They call me stupid because I don't have a smartphone?
Yeah, all you people are stupid. And by you people, you know what I mean. I'm talking to you people.
Yeah, we know.
People with the vowels in your names.
That's not fair. I have two vowels in my name.
See?
You
it's
have
typical
you have
one,
two,
too.
Two. Vince, V-I-N-C-E. That's two, I-E, two vowels.
That doesn't count, though.
How does that not count?
I'm Italian.
Oh, I'm black.
I thought you were Korean.
No. Well, some days I'm Korean, some days I'm black.
I'm Irish French. What's that?
I'm really not black or Korean. I'm just a white
yeah,
girl.
I know. Oh, I could tell by your voice.
Really?
Yeah.
Because there's been a few times where girls have enough of a, you know, there's enough generations that you can't tell that, say, like an Asian. Like, I've talked to Asians that have they just sound like a fucking hick or a Californian or whatever. they can mimic, like, you know,
it's
like Filipino accent you know, some sort of Asian accent. I mean, they can totally mock it, but they also can pull off just like Joe Blow, surfer dude, whatever.
I think, like, it all depends on where you grew up and how you grew up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because when you come from the streets like we do, it's so much tougher.
Oh, definitely. I live in a street straight up, west side straight up. You don't even know how I roll. Man, like, I'll shank your ass. Like, you don't even know. Better watch out for this white girl. Mm-hmm. Black girl with a fro, better watch out.
Can you really pick it out like a fro?
I mean, it gets really, like, really big sometimes. When my friends are like, what the fuck? What's up with your hair? I was like, it's just fro today, fro today. Do I have any fro pictures? I think I do.
Picture I've seen that I saw so recently was you had a hat on. You always have like a hat on or something.
A hat or sunglasses.
or both, actually.
It's so hard to
take a picture of a cookie. I can't believe it.
I like to hide. I'm sorry. I feel very empowered by behind my big sunglasses. It gives me power. I feel like Jackie O. Like I can rule the free world.
One day, if you wear big enough sunglasses, you will.
I was trying to get into the White House. Like Ronnie was running for president, and I was like, I will definitely vote for you and have other people vote for you on one condition, that I have to live in the White House. Said off record, I can. On record, that would be kind of illegal, but I'm down for illegal shit. So, hey, just don't tell anybody. Okay? I'm going to live in the White House with Ronnie. And not as the first lady, just straight up just live there.
Sweet. Mm-hmm.
Hey, did you like my status on Facebook about me having my own reality show? It's my campaign to be in reality TV.
I pay closer attention to you on Twitter.
I'm
not so much the Facebook. On Twitter?
That's where all the action is. You see me flirt with dudes and talk to strange people.
Not like me.
No. You're not strange. I would not talk to you as much as I do if I thought you were strange.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
If I were you, I wouldn't talk to me.
Oh. I think you're funny.
But I'm not you. Thank God.
You would have a fro.
No, that would suck for you, because then you'd be me. That would be terrible.
Hey, you never know. I would like to be Vince in the Bay for, you know, at least one day. That shit would be awesome.
Like the being John Malkovich thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to come out with that for a few more years. They'll make an app for that, though.
App for everything.
Oh, yeah. You're going to make an app for peanut butter cupcakes.
They have a cupcake app. My best friend has it.
Better.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a peanut butter banana English muffin app.
Hey, Kelly, did you hear about the gay cupcakes?
No, gay cupcakes. Where? I love the gays. The gays love Cali.
Oh,
and
you love cupcakes too, right?
I love cupcakes. I love anything fat. Right,
I'm gonna repost this in the
I bounced out of your chat, my bad.
No, you're not there. Here, I'll send it to you on Twitter. Twitter. Do you use the new Twitter yet?
They have not asked me if I wanted it. Like, I do Twitter.
Dude, you can have mine. I don't want it. I hate it.
I know what it is because, like, at school for our newspaper, I do the Twitter for them. So I actually got it for the newspaper, and so I was, like, checking it out. It's kind of retarded, but they have not asked me if I want Twitter for my personal account. Like, what the fuck? Like, I am the queen of Twitter.
You're not missing anything. I think it's just clutter.
Yeah,
basically, you look at Twitter now, just the timeline's the main thing, and there's like a little sidebar thing, and that's it. They basically totally expand the sidebar so it's like takes up as much space as a timeline. And it's just, it's clutter. It's just stupid. There is a reason why Google is still alive and thriving. It's because they had a simple idea and they kept it simple and they stayed to their core simple idea. And these people are just going crazy. Twitter's going to turn into MySpace. It's going to be sad.
Mm-hmm. I would like to announce, though, like, this is an exclusive sense. Like, no one knows this. Only two people know this. Okay? I don't know if you saw that I tweeted, early, like, yesterday that I knew what I was going to be for Halloween, right? I don't know if you saw that. But I finally figured out what I was going to be. For Halloween, everyone's been asking me, but I thought I would give you the exclusive.
Wow.
And this is some good shit right here. I am going to be Twitter for Halloween. Not the fucking little tweet thingy, not the little bird, like actual Twitter. I'm going to be little, you know, 140 characters strip. I'm going to write shit all up and down my body.
Naked?
Exclusive. No. I don't do naked. No.
Because that would be a great exclusive. You heard it right here, folks.
No.
Your girl Callie
is
going to be oiled up in body paint.
Maybe for my dude, but not for the free world. Not for everyone at the club, not for Twitter.
Not for the free world. What if that was the one thing? What if Barack Obama came to you and said, Callie, the one thing the free world needs is for you to pose
naked,
oiled up, in paint.
And tweet. I would be down.
And tweet while you're doing it.
I
tweet
everything. I do tweet. Tweeting is like my job. People talk to me. For like tweetness, like people are like, I want 500 tweets. All right, let's get you to 500 tweets. That shit is easy, simple, and I got called the tweet master, which I do agree. I'm thankful, but I did call I was called a tweet freak. But I don't know if I like that.
Tweet freak.
Anyone here?
Yeah, I'm totally here. Tweet freak?
Yeah.
That sounds kind of naughty.
Maybe he meant it in a naughty way. That'd be hot.
My costume doesn't sound as good now.
What is your costume?
Do you need a videographer?
I got, like, one from online. It's, like, this straight jacket that, like,
ooh,
wraps your hands around the back. You're all, like, yeah, so that's, I'm going as a psych patient.
You know what you should do to make it hot is just to wear, like, underwear and, like, no bra.
Yeah.
Because you're covered up. No one's going to see you. So just walk
right
around like that.
Totally.
And hire me as your videographer. You can pay me with peanut butter cookie cake.
Okay. I can do that.
I only accept peanut butter cookie cakes. That's it. That's the only.
You're lucky I can bake.
That and donuts are only, they're the only legal tender I recognize.
Donuts? Ew.
Donuts are B.A.
Badass?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
I only like
the
cake kind. Like the plain ones?
Mm-hmm. I like the greasy ass, like,
glazed donut, like, all up in my mouth, and, like, I'm going to get diabetes and die. Like, that's just amazing.
That's going to get her
that's
now.
That's a nice picture. Oh, look it. I honestly, when I opened this twit pic, I thought this was your nipple. But it was peanut butter.
It does look like a little chocolate chip. It looks like a little nipple. It does.
It does. I was like, oh, my God. He is tweeting his nipples. And I was, wow. I was like, my virgin eyes.
No, that pic's coming later.
Oh, gotcha.
I put it on my nipple, and then I eat it off.
Oh, that's hot.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, Vinny, I would
so
love to stay, but I got to go to bed because I got to
get
up and drive to work. And I hate driving to work.
I do, too, at
6:30. Ooh. I'm not going to wake up until 9, but I'm tired.
I don't have to wake up at all.
Well,
ever.
Let's trade. Like, no, I like my job. I just kidding.
Well,
like,
how about this?
Job,
how about
my
how
job
about
is
you
bad.
Do? How about you do a BTR show and I'll come on your show?
All right. I was actually going to do one,
that's what I've been doing. Just random ones. I'm just like, because I've been trolling BTR and. I don't know. After a while, I listen to other shows. It's like, fuck it. I'm just doing my own show.
I've been wanting to do one, but I've been working in school.
Oh, I know that drill. That's why I stopped. I was working two jobs for a while.
Oh, gosh.
I
work.
What's that?
I was like, I work two jobs, and I'm a full-time student, so I'm just, like, tired.
Yeah. This is no fun. Zero fun to be had unless you love your job.
I do love my job.
Well, then you're one step ahead of the gang.
Yep.
Well, love, I will talk to you later. I'll talk to you on Twitter, Vince. And Amy, if
absolutely.
You want to follow me on Twitter,
okay.
I'm obsessed with Twitter. I'm tired and I'm slurring my words. So I'm Audi. You guys have a great night, and I will see you guys on Twitter. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Callie.
Bye.
No problem.
Your girl, Callie. Representing the Central Valley. That was cool. That was a little blast from the past. She was like, when I first started doing BTR, she was one of the people that was doing shows like all the time too. But she had this partner of hers who was this kid. It was about the same age as her, a guy. I thought they were like boyfriend, girlfriend. They're not, though. They just met on the internet. Like, he's in like New Jersey or something. She's in California. And they had a show. And this kid, this white kid from like New Jersey, who would like go on these like on like all these hip hop shows and stuff, and try to like call people out and stuff, and it would just get ugly. And but he just was relenting though. He just didn't care, and he did his own show, and she was his co-host, and they were fun.
Yeah.
She does, what do you call it, promo for a radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And she's also a topless dancer.
No, she's not.
And she enjoys botany. She's an avid windsurfer, and she's a Pisces, and she uses unleaded gasoline from Shell.
Awesome.
What a cavalcade of adventure. Too bad Ronnie didn't call in. Ronnie was here earlier. He like just like popped in and popped out. That's the other guy. And then there's the people that are still around now are like Miss PG or Mrs. PG now. She got married. She got married like on BTR. It's ridiculous.
What?
I don't know if she actually got married on BTR, but essentially she did.
Oh, God.
She was... Oh, wait. That's weird. Oh, okay. Yeah, Skype is... I can't believe Skype has worked this long. 2.5 hours. That's so crazy. Like, usually Skype... Like, if I do a 2-hour show, it will crash on me like 3 or 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been getting some good mileage here. You're not fading out on me, are you? Because I would totally understand.
No, I'm like...
Circus said.
I'm not worried about going to bed. There's no way. If I went to bed for, like, an hour, I'd be, like, a miserable, insane mess.
Why?
Because that's just, like, not enough sleep. And then I would just wake up totally, like, it's better for me to just stay up. And then I'll sleep when I'm home, when I get back home. Maybe.
Wait. It's 4:30 where you are?
It's 5:30.
5:30. Okay. And you have to be up at what time?
I have to leave 10 till 7.
Oh. So you have to, like, start getting ready.
At 6:30.
Oh, cool.
It just takes me a half an hour. I'm not going to work. I'm going to treatment.
Yeah, it's just hair back in a ponytail, the sweatpants. Just hope you don't have a boner as you're walking out the door. I know the trick. Exactly. Exactly how it is. Ah, sorry, I had an itch. His headset. Itchy. Sorry, was that really loud?
Yeah, I could hear it really good.
good times. Oh, somebody mentioned me on the Twitter. Cookie. People don't... That's the thing, is like people don't... Somebody said cookie. Oh, yeah, there's a guy that I'm following on Twitter who
mm-hmm.
actually is the guy that introduced me to BCR, coincidentally. He wants to put... He's on a mission to stop the world from using the phrase at the end of the day. And I retweeted this saying I wholeheartedly stand with him in solidarity and support him in the abolishment of this horrible, misguided phrase. We should do a march.
Fantastic.
A march on Washington to abolish the term at the end of the day. I hate the... Isn't that stupid, though? You always have, like, talking heads and commentators, and they're like, but, Bill, at the end of the day, you got to think about the people, how this is going to affect them. It's like, Oh, so like in the middle of the day, it doesn't matter what happens to these people. So if they get fucking raped and pillaged and shit on, you know, and all this fucked up shit happens, but as long as at the end of the day, they, you know, they still have their spirit, it's all good.
I don't think I've ever used that term before, ever.
Yeah, nobody uses that term. Nobody, that's like a term that was like invented by like pundits. Like that's if anything, it's like a gimmick to like, you know, like when the producers say like, all right, you've got 30 seconds left to talk. You go like, okay, you know, but in conclusion, it's like at the end of the day.
Yes.
At the end of the day, it's just all about peanut butter cookie cake. Oh my God.
You know what? I had another really good idea.
What?
I totally love oatmeal raisin cookies, right? But mm-hmm. What if instead of just regular raisins, you use the chocolate covered kind?
That'd be awesome.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, because when I was a kid, I used to always get excited when I see, like, a raisin cookie. Because from far away, it looks like a chocolate cookie. Yeah, you run and grab it, and you bite into it, and you're just like, oh, it's fucking raisins. But if you could cover them in chocolate... It'd be like, oh, hey, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's like the best of both worlds.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Should bark at that. Put it in cannabis cookies.
The best cookies are oatmeal scotchies, though, hands down. The best cookies are oatmeal scotchies, hands down. Have you ever had one? Yeah, it's an oatmeal cookie with butterscotch chips.
Wow. That sounds awesome.
I love
anything butterscotch. Butterscotch, you know what? I could eat butterscotch pudding like nothing. Just like it's water. So I love butterscotch so much. Actually, did you see those pictures I put up on Twitter?
No, I'm not on Twitter yet.
This cookie that I had butterscotch chips in it. Somebody saw it and they said, cookie.
Oh my gosh, that's like the kid on YouTube. The kid who lip syncs and stuff. Like there's one of him that he posted where he's eating a chocolate chip cookie and he's like, cookie. And then like chokes on it. You don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
No, I have no clue. But it sounded really good.
Oh, gosh.
Now I'm hungry.
I'm sorry. My fault.
Five easy ways to be a marijuana activist. Want to find out what those are? Maybe you're already doing one of these things. Maybe you're already a marijuana activist and you don't even know it.
Maybe.
Here's five easy ways. Let's see. From the 420times.com. This is sent to me by the Stoner Jesus. No, actually, that's how I know about 420 Times is through the Stoner Jesus. But Let's see. Number one, call, write, or email your representative or senator. Come on. Get an email. Get on an email list. Blah, blah, blah for MPP or normal.org. An email list. Number three, share cannabis stories and op-ed pieces on social network sites, especially Twitter and Facebook. Duh. Number four, start an online petition calling for marijuana law reform or help circulate one through email or social networks. The petition is a lost art form in this country, and hopefully the web can bring it back. Snorefest. Numeral five, start a blog. This is the five worst, the most, like, five easiest, most just, like, dumb shit thing to do. Like, I've called and written my representative, not about marijuana, but other things. I think I'm on an email list on Normal, probably. Share cannabis stories and op-ed pieces on Twitter and Facebook. Yeah, I do that. Start an online petition calling for... Okay, I have not done an online petition. But, you know, I have, in talking with people on this show, like you witnessed earlier with Guest 94, I sort of petitioned him, right, in a way?
Yeah.
So it's kind of... like that, and then start a blog. I already have a blog, so I'm totally a marijuana activist already.
Totally.
That's nothing. It's like, and if I'm a marijuana activist, that's ridiculous. This just... I don't actively do anything, really. At least... well, I'm on marijuana. Another... brilliant piece by the 420 Times.
You know what I really like listening to?
What?
I said, you know who I really like listening to?
Why?
Billy Talent.
What?
I really like listening to him. Are you dazed and confused?
Do you like listening to Jimmy Fallon?
Billy Talent.
Billy Talent? Who's that?
He's a singer. Go on YouTube and put his name in.
All right, you got to spell that for me. I don't think I even... I thought you said Jimmy Fallon. I was gonna like everybody knows who fucking Jimmy Fallon is. You heard it here, man. Right here on... with Vince in the Bay on Disorderly Conduct, the exclusive, Jimmy Fallon. He's the next person to look out for.
Oh, my God. Billy Talent. B-I-L-L-Y-T-A-L-E-N-T.
Wow, that was hot. I bet you I can rearrange the letters into something really, really naughty.
One of my favorite songs is Nothing to Lose.
Okay, dial that in here. Black and white music video? Yes? No?
Yes.
Is it a black and white music video?
Yes.
Let's check them out here. And so what is it? the guys. That? Can you hear that?
Okay.
Hang on a second. I'm gonna play this song. Tell me if you can hear it.
Okay.
No?
No.
Damn it. I wonder if I do something like... System preferences. Let's try this. Do a little of this, a little of that. Take this button and press that and click that and do a little flippity-do and a... How do you do? Here we go. Sound. Input. Line in? No. Can I do that? Audio line in port. Internal microphone. No, I don't want any of these things. Oh, wait. Here, I'm going to try this. Tell me, okay. I'm going to be talking to you now. Now I'm going to switch to a different device. And now I'm talking to you through a different device. Does it sound different?
No.
It does?
No.
Was that a yes or a no?
It was a no.
Oh, okay. It was kind of like a murder.
No.
Okay. Now you got to say yes three times to even it out.
Yes.
Oh, it's so hot. You know, I'm gonna go back and record that and sample that and just make a techno beat out of it. I'll pay you royalties. I'm like totally down with royalties.
You can pay me
check,
in
check,
peanut
check.
Butter cakes.
Yeah, as long as you get me the peanut butter cookie cakes, I'm happy. All about the PBCC. Yeah, let me try this. Can you hear it?
No. Sure don't.
This is the song you like? Hello? Shit, did I lose her? Hello?
Yes.
Oh. Is that the song you were talking about?
What song? I don't hear anything.
Billy Talent?
Yes, Billy Talent, Nothing to Lose. Get rid of it, fans.
I just played it. Did you hear that?
No, I told you I can't hear anything but you.
Fuck.
Me.
I'm sorry. That's unfortunate. Yeah, I'm looking at their music video on YouTube. It's got like a million and a half views. Is it a dude, Billy?
It's a band. Do you like the song?
I'm kind of tripped out of the video. I can't tell what's going on. It seems like there's like a Columbine-type shooting thing going on. I don't know what's happening. There's drama. I hate drama. Just, ugh. Sorry, I'll try watching it.
Don't watch the video. Just listen to the lyrics.
Oh, totally. Just let them wash over me. Oh, yeah? Why don't I read you the lyrics? How would you like that?
I like it a lot.
Seriously? Because I'm going to do it.
Do it.
Just once I dial this in here.
Do it.
Here we go. This is Nothing to Lose by Billy Talent. Lyrics by Billy Talent. Need more friends with wings. All the angels I know put concrete in my veins. I'd walk, always walk, home alone. So I became lifeless, just like my telephone. Another telephone song. There's nothing to lose when no one knows your name. That's a Cheers theme song.
Sing it for me.
There's nothing to lose when no one knows your name, and there's nothing to gain, but the days don't seem to change. I swear to God, it sounds like the Cheers theme song.
And that's where everybody knows your name, not nobody knows your name.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, dude.
Never played Truth or Dare. I'd have to check my mirror. That sounds kind of gay. Check my mirror? What guys check their mirror? Were these like subtle hit? Like maybe he does coke? What's he saying here? Never played Truth or Dare. I'd have to check my mirror. That's suspect. That's suspect. To see if I'm still here. My parents had no clue that I ate all my lunches alone in the bathroom. It's kind of depressing.
Okay, quit reading them then.
There's nothing to lose when no one knows your name. There's nothing to gain, but the days don't seem to change. There's nothing to lose. My notebook will explain. There's nothing to gain, and I can't fight the pain.
Because everything stays the same.
Ba-dum-dum-tsh. Did you get picked on as a kid in school?
I was friends with everybody.
So you picked on people?
No.
Don't friends pick
on each
other? I
never picked on anyone.
Oh, don't friends. You're friends with you. I'm friends with everybody. Come on. That's ridiculous. You have to hate
Well, like,
people.
I mean, I'm sarcastic and stuff. And
there's always that one
close
guy
with.
That everybody...
But, like, I didn't pick on people. Like, I got into, like, several fights for, like, defending people.
So you're a humanitarian.
I don't know what I am, really.
So you're a hippie.
Kind of.
Peace, love, harmony.
I don't know. You can call me a hippie because I'm too sarcastic to be a hippie. You know what I really love is, like, carrying on a whole conversation with someone, being sarcastic, and they, like, don't even realize that you're being sarcastic.
Why? Is that what you've been doing with me this whole time?
No.
Oh.
I like you.
Well, thank you. I like you, too.
I was being sarcastic with that hillbilly, and you didn't even catch it because you weren't paying attention.
I totally miss that. He hates me. He'll every chat room I ever go in now, he's going to talk shit about me. That's
he
it. I can't
hates
hang
me,
out.
Too.
We can never, we're banished from all the conspiracy theory chat rooms now. I swear to God. I mean, I don't mean, I feel bad that he had to listen back in and felt like I was, you know, dissing him, which I was. But he seems like a nice guy. He's fun to chat with, and I enjoy listening to the shows that he's on.
See, that's where you and I are different, because I don't feel bad. I don't care.
Yeah. I don't really care either, but I'm trying to pretend like I do. That's in California.
Pretending to care is too much effort.
It's the reverse of New York. New York, it's where you care, but you pretend like you don't. In California, you don't care, but you pretend like you do.
I totally buy that.
Yeah.
I've been both places.
Oh my God.
Well,
you have? Where have you been on the East Coast? New York?
Mm-hmm.
I lived in New York for a couple of years. Oh, I love New York. The East Coast
too.
Is awesome.
Oh, I would move there in a heartbeat. Like, oh my God, I'm so
you
totally
should.
There. I know. I want to. It's amazing. I'm insane because, like, I love all the people. I love the hustle and the bustle. I like all the noise. I like that there's somebody up 24/7 there. There's always something going on no matter what time of day or night it is. I love the art. I love the culture. I love the people. I love the snootiness. I love the museums, the art galleries, all of it. I love it. I want it. It's mine.
Take it.
I'm going to start wearing Argyle socks and turtlenecks and thick-rimmed glasses.
You'd fit right in on Bedford Avenue. And 6th Avenue. Bedford and 6th, Bedford and 7th, that little area.
Mm-hmm.
That is ground zero for hipsterdom. New York style.
Yep, I totally love it. And I wouldn't even care if I lived in a crap-ass apartment with cockroaches.
Yeah, so you got to have the whole experience. You got
to
have the whole
thing.
Just
to live in the city.
Yeah, you got to get shanked. You got to get shanked a couple of times in your neighborhood. You got to get your purse stolen. You got to get gang raped in the park a couple of times. And then you just get used to it.
Naturally. I totally love Cali, though, too.
Dude. Doing coke off hookers' asses on the beach?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool, too. I agree.
Yeah, I was only there for, like, 2 or 3 days, but I would love to go back. It was nice.
Where were you?
I was in L.A. I made a pit stop on the way to Hawaii.
Oh, cool.
Island
hopping.
Yeah, Maui was hands down the best because it still had like a rustic Hawaiian feel. It wasn't all built up like the rest of the islands and stuff. It was really nice, relaxing. The beaches were amazing.